Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Hey, and welcome to a special Thursday edition of the All About You show. This is Karen, your host. And today we are going to talk about hypnosis, myth, and facts. One of the questions I get asked an awful lot by people when they find out that I am a hypnotherapist is, can you make me quack like a duck, or can you make me bark like a dog? And the answer actually isn't as funny as the questions, but no, I can't make anybody do anything that is against their will. So stage hypnotherapists, now that's a little bit different. You know, those are people who are specially trained to get volunteers. You know, they ask for volunteers, you raise your hand, they choose you, they get you into a trance very, very quickly, and yes, they can have you bark like a dog, but they cannot make you do that, because chances are that you probably do something like that, you know, you're the person at the party with a lampshade on your head. So in any event, I do hypnotherapy for life-changing events, whether you want to quit smoking or lose weight, or you are going through relationship issues and need like an emotional baggage dump, or drugs and alcohol. There's really, I've written well over 200 programs to work with people from all walks of life, from all over the place, actually. And so there isn't really anything, event, or situation in life that hypnosis cannot benefit, all right? It benefits most things. And it's a nice complementary therapy to anything that you may have already currently going on in your life, you know. So you can pretty much accomplish anything that you would like with hypnosis. And my job is to assist people in achieving progress and empowerment in their life through natural and effective measures, while educating the general public on the many benefits of hypnosis. And the boring part of that is, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, a hypnotherapist is a person who induces a hypnotic state in a client to increase motivation or alter behavior patterns through hypnosis. They consult with the client to determine the nature of a problem. They prepare a client to enter the hypnotic state by explaining really how hypnosis works and what they can expect. They test the subject to determine degrees of physical and emotional suggestibility. They also induce hypnotic state in a client, utilizing or individualized methods and techniques of hypnosis based on the interpretation of test results and analysis of a client's issue. They also and do train a client in self-hypnosis conditioning, and all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So what really works, why hypnosis really works, is because everyone is different. So all of the hypnosis sessions are tailored to the client to go through their personal problem, you know, and understand a little bit more about why. So the sessions truly are personalized to the needs to ensure success. And hypnotherapists are skilled in many different types of hypnosis. There's, you know, NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. I am currently studying for my NLP. I've been studying for a long time. I put it on a back burner. There's also EFT, and other behavior modification strategies. Something that people don't really understand is, with regard to hypnosis, is that they are the ones who are always in control. So as I had stated earlier, a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist cannot make anybody do anything against their will. Like, say, you know, you had a friend that you wanted them to quit smoking, and you called myself or somebody like myself and said, you know, I have this friend, I want them to quit smoking, you know, I'm concerned about their health, can you help them with that? And a really good hypnotherapist will advise you that you can get a gift certificate for absolutely anything, you know, that they want, you know, learning how to reduce stress or induce self-hypnosis or something along that line. But unless the person that you're calling about has a true desire to quit smoking, there's nothing that a hypnotherapist or anybody, no pill, no gum, no patch can do unless somebody truly, truly desires to quit smoking. And it's usually after people have tried all of those things before they call somebody like myself. But, you know, I guess you have to eventually get there. And when you're ready, then you're ready for somebody like myself. You know, there's, there are people who come to see me for vast areas. I've worked with people of all ages. I really enjoy working with children because children get it. They don't fight so hard. I've worked with kids for school and more focus in learning and retention all the way through sports and you know, being more focused, you know, and if you talk to any athlete, you know, like Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or even anybody more current than that, they'll tell you that they all use visualization techniques, and that really is what hypnosis is. You know, we have this belief that is so very wrong about the idea of what hypnosis is. And, you know, it is a state of mind that we are, you know, experience to some degree all day, every day, you know. So it would be like when you're driving. Have you ever been driving your car and not really paying attention to the road? Your mind is wandering, or you're really into this piece of music or the news that you're listening to or whatever, and then all of a sudden you look around and you're like, oh, how did I get here, right? Very, very same type of sensation. Like when you're caught up in a movie, you can actually perhaps see yourself in the character's shoes, and perhaps you even jump when something startling happens to the character. That's also the same type, and I use the word trance, but that's not, it is, but it isn't, you know. And if you have ever been absorbed in a good book and somebody has to call your name three or four times, you hear them in the back of your mind, you're just not giving them your attention, because you're focused on what it is that you're, what you're reading, and perhaps you want to finish the paragraph or the chapter or whatever. A lot of women who are married to sports enthusiasts, we call them sports widows, and it's not that, you know, your partner or spouse is ignoring you. They do hear you, but they're so focused on what they're doing, they're not removing their attention, you know, so to give you their attention. So the essence of what it feels like, what hypnosis is focused concentration, nothing more. And there have been so many people throughout history. Hypnosis isn't anything new, but it's making a huge resurgence into the complementary therapy arena because of the way that it works within the brain. You know, something, a big, big business right now in regard to hypnotherapy is hypnobirthing. If you can ever, if you've ever been in a delivery room or been, you know, your spouse has been pregnant, you know, childbirth is very, very painful. And you can, with hypnosis, block the pain and have it be a very relaxed, natural birthing process, much less stressful for the mother and the father, and most of all, really less stress on the baby, you know, coming into the world. So that's one of the bigger areas of hypnosis that's seen huge growth. There's also medical hypnotists, and these individuals are working alongside a doctor in surgery. They'll have an anesthesiologist on standby, but you have a medically trained hypnotherapist, somebody who is probably a surgical nurse who has taken classes and gotten certified in hypnotherapy, and they are guiding the patient, you know, while the doctor is performing the surgery without any anesthesia, and they feel absolutely nothing. And the hypnotist and the patient, the surgical patient, are having a conversation, and it's amazing that the healing time is one third. So, you know, this is another area in where hypnotherapy is really, really booming. Now, there are people who get very discouraged after a hypnosis session because they felt like it should have felt foreign, not natural, you know, that it should have felt like they were on another world, or, you know, I don't know what, you know, maybe something exotic. And they begin to wonder if they've even been hypnotized. But the truth is that being hypnotized doesn't feel foreign. You know, it's very natural. Especially when you go into what's called like an uptime trance or relaxed state of mind. And it is a natural occurring process in the brain. So, and it doesn't matter how deep one goes when they relax. I mean, the total relaxation is up to the client. A person like myself is trained to take you to the relaxed state, but it's up to you to follow the direction. So if you don't feel safe with your hypnotherapist, and find somebody else. Most hypnotherapists will offer a free consultation to see if, in fact, you're even a good fit. It is a, because the masses aren't really aware of what hypnosis really is and what it really does, that there is a fear factor that, you know, your deep, dark secrets are going to be revealed, your Swiss bank account numbers are going to be revealed. And none of that is true. But you have to have genuine trust for the person that is going to be working with you. And if you don't feel that off the bat, keep looking until you find somebody that you like instantaneously and that you feel that connection. Because that's when it will be at, number one, it's most powerful and it's most beneficial. And when you... I treat that space as very honored, very sacred space. So, and it is for most really good hypnotherapists. So there is that degree of sacredness around, you know, the suggestions that you are giving to somebody. So, and the more that you either A, try self-hypnosis or see a hypnotherapist, the easier it will be for you to relax, and then the deeper and deeper you'll go. But you don't need to be, you know, very deep. You know, it's just like watching, you know, like you're watching the Super Bowl, and other people are talking, but you're focused on the play. You know, it's that type. You are open to suggestion right then and there. That's why Einstein refers to the television as the stupid box, because it is the world's best hypnotist. You watch TV because you want to relax. But in that relaxed state of mind, you are open to suggestions that are in line with you, okay? So just keep that in mind next time you're watching television, all right, that you want to, you know, get up and, you know, stand up and walk around or do something while you're watching the program so that you're not actually entranced by the television, all right? So things that you will never experience in hypnosis is being out of control, like somebody else is making you do something, like you're a little puppet on a string. That doesn't happen. But you will feel very relaxed. You will most likely not forget anything, unless, of course, unless you're very, very relaxed and have that trust. You'll recall bits and parts of it later on. And most hypnotherapists will give you a recording of your session so that you can utilize it in between sessions to help deepen and reinforce the reasons why you went to see somebody for whatever the issue or concern was, deepen and reinforce those for you. So more or less than you might experience more or less than the usual amount of water in your eyes or your mouth. You may feel heavy or numb all over your body. I've had people tell me that they weren't aware of their body at all. They were only their head. I've had people tell me that it felt like their arms and legs were reversed, you know, and those are all very common. And, you might forget bits and pieces or large chunks of the conversation, but your thought process will not stop. You will still be thinking. You'll still be wondering. I take that back. That was a big, fat lie. You will. the thought processes do not stop. You just want them, when you get an errant thought, you don't want to focus in on it because that will bring you right out of your relaxed state. You want to just let that thought go and return your attention to whomever that you're working with. I utilize light and sound machine if my clients would like to try them. And I also utilize a mini biofeedback machine. And the reason why I utilize that is even after all of the testing that we do to ensure that that they're going to, you know, their level of suggestibility and that they're going to get the results that they want right then and there, it also allows me to see, it has like a light bar on it. And it starts off at red, and then it goes like from orange to yellow, and then to green, and it just kind of oscillates up and down in between these colors. And when I say something that perhaps a client is not fond of, you know, depending on the issue that we're there, they will go. The biofeedback machine will go solid red, indicating that I have hit a raw nerve, and then we're going to, you know, and I'll write that down, and we'll talk about that later. and to see what, in fact, you know, that I had said, what it brought up, so that for the next session, then we can work further through that if necessary. There's no wrong way to experience hypnosis because you just can't mess it up. All you have to do is just relax and enjoy. There are really interesting things that happen when your mind is removed from the physical, right? That your senses become more alive, your sense of hearing is much more acute, so is your sense of smell, and you are always aware of where you are, your surroundings. You will hear things. I would give instructions to not pay attention to any outside sounds, you know, or just focus on my voice. And, you know, if an outside sound becomes, you know, distracting, you have the ability to just, like, tune it off, you know, turn it off or turn it down or whatever. But when you take responsibility for your actions and your decision to change your life, this is one of the great ways to do it effortlessly and easily. It is such a remarkable ability of our mind to not be out of control, right? You're always in control. And then when you allow the conscious mind to just like take a siesta, then great changes and transformations will happen. I've been asked, you know, if I've ever met anybody that I cannot hypnotize, and the answer is no. There are people that I won't, you know. There are certain types of personality characteristics that would be better handled with a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and because of their level of education, they can do hypnosis. But they they're not specifically trained in the art of hypnotherapy. All right, they can do hypnosis based on their level of education, but it's not the same as somebody who is trained and studied hypnotherapy as the power of the mind. So hypnosis, again, is just, it's a state of relaxation and a level of concentration, focused concentration, that the average individual reaches daily. Self-hypnosis is accomplished when one is absorbed, as I stated earlier in a TV program, experience repetition, like driving on the highway or daydreaming. However, hypnotherapy is a guided relaxation and or concentration where the ideas expressed, suggestions by the therapist, are generally remembered more readily when in turn it creates new awareness depending on the motivators of you, the client. There may be a shift in attitude about specific subject matter like habits and stresses. The only requirement for getting the results that you desire is that you have the conscious desire to make the change. And I can't stress that enough. There is no magic pill. There truly isn't. And again, a hypnotherapist cannot make you do anything against your will. If that were the case, I truly would be queen of the universe. So, and I'm clearly not. So again, nothing against your morals or your values, because you hypnosis cannot detach your ego as a general rule. All right. So if you were given suggestions that you did not agree with, you would just refuse. You would laugh at it, or you would come out of your state. It's like somebody who comes to somebody who goes to see a hypnotherapist, and they really, really, really want to lose weight, and but they have this love of chocolate. Telling somebody who loves chocolate that chocolate will taste like, I don't know, liver, would not work. That statement would just be automatically rejected. So it would behoove a therapist to work with the root of, you know, chocolate, right? And, you know, oftentimes, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I claim to be one, when you're craving chocolate, they say, my doctor tells me, when you're craving chocolate, it's like a magnesium deficiency. So, but we would work around finding something else to replace the chocolate with, say, like an apple or a banana or an orange, you know, and getting more water into the body. And while it doesn't, because you can have chocolate, you know, it just doesn't have to be the supersized chocolate bar. A bite of chocolate is good. A piece of chocolate is good. But, you know, it's when it becomes, when you're hiding chocolate in your house, then it becomes a little bit of an issue that you might want to look at. Let's see. Ken, there was a movie out several years ago, and I don't remember the name of the movie. But it was, I don't know, maybe it was called Eraser. Maybe that was it. If that was about, you know, having your mind erased, you know, having certain things taken from your mind. And after that movie had aired, I had, and people had seen it, I would get a lot of phone calls from people who wanted portions of their mind erased. And no, you can't do that. And not only why, you know, there's growth in those memories, even if they're painful. So if you are looking to recall memories, those you can, that can happen. But having somebody erase your memory is just that can happen, because the mind, you know, contains these unconscious memories that are generally responsible for our decisions, attitudes, feelings, and behaviors. So to erase all that, you really can. It's like your neural net, if you look at it like Tangled Christmas lights, that's what it is in there. Nobody ever goes to sleep, you know. You shouldn't expect that you're, you know, that it's siesta time, because it's actually a state of hyper awareness that feels very relaxing. You're completely aware of everything that's occurring in the environment, as well as what's happening in your inner mind. Many authors in the field feel that hypnosis is a state of consciousness somewhere between being awake and being asleep. Some people may go out of hypnosis by falling into natural sleep, but then, you know, you need to bring them back so that they can, you know, respond to them. So there are many different things that hypnosis can help alleviate or transform a multitude of symptoms and problems. Hypnosis has helped people with phobias, and again with childbirth, and eliminate drugs and alcohol. People quit smoking, they lose weight, they've achieved a number of other goals. But basically the problem is in the subconscious mind, whether bad habits or bad ideas. You know what? Hypnosis is great. I actually am a hypnosis junkie. I love being in that state of mind. It's very easy for me to quiet my mind and just focus on whatever wandering it is that I want to focus on at that moment in time. A lot of times the results from hypnosis are quick and permanent. I know when I've worked with people to quit smoking, that it never, ever, ever bothered them to be around other smokers because they were no longer, they weren't an ex-smoker. They were a non-smoker, and there's a huge difference when you are quitting smoking. You know, the difference between hypnosis and the patch and the gum and the I think they have mints now and the vapor and the this and the that is all of that just makes you an ex-smoker. Hypnotherapy makes you a non-smoker. And the same with weight, you know. It's about, metaphysically speaking, we have people who have like a extra girth. Usually it is because subconsciously there was a hurt at some point in their life that they were unable to deal with. They didn't have the tools necessarily to deal with it. And so metaphysically speaking, it's like the wall. You know, you're building a wall subconsciously between you and the outside world so that you don't get hurt again. And so with weight, it's going beyond that wall, going back to, say, an original episode and seeing a different outcome and looking at different aspects of yourself and ways that you can make improvements in your diet. Of course, there's suggestions that are given based on the conversation, but, you know, it's never that you will never eat again or, you know, your favorite foods taste like garbage or whatever. It's to me, it is literally so much fun. It is so much fun. And my favorite thing of all to do is past life regressions. And right now I'm taking double classes to be a certified past life regressionist as a specialty. I do it with hypnotherapy to begin with. But it is my most favorite thing to do with people, and you don't even have to believe in a past life or the possibility of reincarnation in order to experience a past life. But to me, it's very transforming because when I work with people with past life regressions, we always go to a place that they lived till about the age of 30. There's always something positive to learn from where we're going in this life and why we're, you know, and if there's any talents that you had in that past life that you don't in this life, you know, it's all soul memory, so you can just bring it with you and acquire it in your here and now. That's very cool. There are, you get to see if there's anybody from your family or friends from that life with you in this current life. You know, there maybe your mother was your sister or your aunt or something like that. You can talk with them, see if anybody has a message. And then we go into the physical death at that time, and you can watch it from as up close and personal as you want to, you know, not even going there at all. But then we go right up into spirit realm and find out what happens after death. And it's amazing to me that when we get to that place, the amount of people who just, that you could just see the tears come, and it's not from the death that they witnessed, you know. It's getting into that spirit realm and feeling oftentimes for the very first time additional love feels like, and they are so overwhelmed with the feeling of unconditional love that they're actually happy tears. They're not sorrowful tears. And we ask if there's anybody there that they can speak with, and then we go on and find out questions about what the lessons were in that life. Is there any karma that needs to be resolved? If you have allergies in that life and you have allergies in this life, can, you know, was the lesson learned? Can they be done? You know, we can talk with the Oversoul and get even more further detailed information. Okay, so then now that your soul is there, what's going on? What, you know, is it coming back into a light source, or, you know, some people have come into, cross into spirit realm, and it's been, there have been a lot of people on the other side there to meet them from their soul group or their soul family, but then they just disperse, because then it's time to go from a loving point of view to learn about this life that you lived at that moment in time. And it's phenomenal to witness and partake in that. And I love it so much. That's why I'm a forever student anyway. And so I'm going for specific degrees in past life regression, and I do regressions for free right now, actually for the last several years, if anybody is interested. It helps keep my there, and because I'm on a healing sabbatical, so I'm taking advantage as much as I can with my own personal stuff, with understanding, and you know, so, but I don't want to lose all of my years of training and my years of business while I'm not taking any clients, any new clients. If they're, you know, I do past life regressions over the phone, and it works just like being there in person. But I don't do them all the time, you know, so I'm not, you know, seeking business, we'll put it that way. But I do seek a deeper knowledge of the connection, the mind-body-spirit connection, and so these are very beneficial, I think, for me. And then when I'm ready, you know, for those that are going to be having them as well, because it is it's a phenomenal experience to witness through your mind's eye your ability to period in history that you may not know anything about, but you come back all full of knowledge about this time and place when your soul was in another body. I have yet to meet, you know, Cleopatra or Mark Antony or Elvis even. Most, well, actually all of the people that I've worked with were plain everyday people. And years ago I was working with a client who had had a fear of speaking, public speaking. She could, if she was sitting at a table, conference table, she could talk a mile a minute. But if she had to stand up in front of a podium and speak, she could not do it. So in talking with her and taking her, you know, just in a, not a past life regression, but just into regression therapy, we wound up in a past life regression because the very first, you know, it had started many, many, many lifetimes ago when she was a snake oil salesman of all things. And it was interesting how, you know, she just jumped from one life to the next, to the next, to the next, just by the simple question, and the time before that, is there a time before that when that happened? And, you know, and you just keep exploring it more and more. But it is, you know, so she now can stand up and speak. She made peace with that part of her life and or that part of her soul, and now can stand up and speak like a pro, and she does. So it is, I think, a great honor to help people along their path. I couldn't even dream of doing anything else other than helping somebody, you know, because, you know, I think that that's what we're here for. I think we are all mirrors of one another, and that when we are seeing good in somebody, that's really the good that we see in ourselves. And when we're seeing something negative in somebody, that's something negative about ourselves. It has absolutely nothing to do with the other person, you know. And one of the reasons why I was asked to join this phenomenal new business. It's in this great process right now, and I think the team at Vera Heart with Lane and Lisa Michelle, they two of the most incredible people that you'll ever meet, but yet so are all of the lead team coaches. You know, they are such dynamic individuals, and I've interviewed a couple of them on the show, and they are just truly phenomenal, phenomenal people. And the corporations that hire Vera Heart once this the final touches are put on this rollout for corporations, they are going to see such an improvement, not only in employee retention, but the overall thriving of the company, because it is, you know, it starts with your employees. That's the very first part of the company that anybody sees. It's not the owner, you know, who most likely isn't in tune with what's going on other than the reports that he sees. But unless he's down there working firsthand, most likely the owners don't really know what's going on within the company or how their people feel or what job satisfaction really is. And probably there are people doing jobs that they have no business doing. I think everybody's worked at a company like that. And what is so great about what Vera Heart is doing, they work with individuals as well, but they're leading, they're on the very leading edge of the new dimension in a corporation, and it's going to be such an incredible paradigm shift that I'm very excited, you know, to see what happens next. And if you, I apologize, Leo thinks it it's going to be exciting as well. In any event, you can check them out at verahart.com and see for yourself. Check over the material. Let them know I sent you. If you are going to, if you're interested in more information based on what they can do for you as an individual or for your company as a whole. And, yeah, great talk, huh? You now know more about hypnosis than you probably ever wanted to know, but I know you're happy that you do, because the more self-aware you become, the more self-aware you become, and the more self-aware you become, the better you become. And the better you become, the better you become, and the better you become, the better it gets. And the better it gets, the better it gets. So find yourself a local chapter. Become a hypnotherapist. The world needs more people to do hypnotherapy than it does an FDA-approved drug, right? And I'm not knocking modern medicine. My mother was a surgical nurse. She held her license for 50 years. I love my doctor. I do. And, you know, and they're great people when you really, really need them. But are also alternatives out there to things that you may or may not be aware of. And I think first finding a great hypnotherapist. And if you can't find a great hypnotherapist, become a great hypnotherapist. The National Guild of Hypnotherapists is the oldest and largest body that for the education of people becoming hypnotherapists. And I really think that the world would be much better, if there were more people out there helping people naturally get back into touch with themselves than what's out there now. And I know that there's a lot of them out there that hypnotherapists that are great and doing great work, but we could always use more. Anyway, that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have an incredible rest of your day. And remember, you are worthy of this moment, all of it. Until next week, take care.